Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, we're going to return to the most significant events of the last 20 years. And today, as you probably know, we've been talking about the rise of the smartphone. And in this particular incident, particularly in relation to dating, did it revolutionise the way people meet each other or just add a layer to what they were doing already? Charlie Lester has a lot of experience in the dating industry, from being the Guardian's dating editor to establishing a dating website for over 50s. And she joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Charlie.
Afternoon.
Has it changed things dramatically or just made it a wee bit easier, do you think?
Honestly, I think it did change things dramatically, because I think before smartphones, there was quite a big stigma that surrounded online dating sites. And, you know, people would meet on them and not even admit to it. They'd kind of make up lies that would carry on all the way through to the wedding. And, you know, when they talk about how they met, they'd just say, you know, in a bar or something. Whereas actually, I think it's interesting because, for example, the dating app Tinder, which has quite a stigma, you know, for being quite a casual dating app, actually has changed the way that people think about dating apps, because so many people now talk about dating, you know, and I think if you ask most people who aren't even single, they've at least seen a dating app like Tinder on a friend's phone or played with it. And it just, I think, brought dating really to the forefront of people's conversations and kind of made it feel a little bit more like a game, which in turn made it feel more socially acceptable. So I definitely think that there was a change probably about 6 years ago. I think in more recent years, it's maybe become a bit too superficial, where so many people are online dating apps that people feel like maybe they have all the choice in the world and don't even remember that they're talking to real people. But I think in this year in particular, with, you know, with lockdown all around the world, the fact that so much of our communication is online anyway, on things like Facebook or on Zoom, that level of dating has actually provided quite a lifeline for people, and I think been a really positive thing, because actually I think we've seen people maybe return slightly more to more traditional dating this year, where they can't just jump into bed with anyone.
Yes, at your own risk, sort of thing. But you did mention Tinder, and you know, my impression, and this is from a complete position of ignorance, was that there was an element of cruelty to Tinder and the whole swipe right. People could be dismissed so easily on the basis of a picture and a few words.
I think it's a tricky one, because I think in reality, I think visual things are really important to us. And if you think about it, before online dating ever existed, a lot of people would meet in a bar and they would be judging someone on their looks in that situation too. So I think that's always going to come into it. And, you know, I've worked in this industry for a good 8 years now, and we've seen dating apps try and take the visual side of things out completely, and kind of, you know, with games where you don't reveal what someone looks like and stuff, and they never work, because attraction, you know, looks is a big part of attraction, and there's no getting away from that. It is interesting though, because I think there are different ways that people use different dating apps. And yes, there are people who are very dismissive on apps like Tinder, but because it's such a mainstream app, everyone's heard about it, and quite often it almost becomes one of the sort of the trial apps that people sort of test the water with. So they might start on an app like that, even if they're looking for something more long term and they're not looking for something really superficial. And you can often tell that, because then the amount of information that the app lets you write about yourself, you can write nothing at all, but you can also write quite a detailed profile. And so you can kind of weed out different people's intentions according to what they've written on their profile.
And I did mention in the introduction, you were involved with the foundation of Lumen, which is a site for over 50s. Is that possible? One possible future in that dating sites will become more and more specific?
Yeah, and I should outline that Lumen was actually a dating app, not a dating site, and that was quite a big thing, because the whole point was that people treated over 50s like they don't use smartphones, and actually loads of over 50s use smartphones. I think niche is the way forward with a lot of dating apps, so that you can find like-minded people. Whether that niche is, I mean, over 50 shouldn't be a niche, but whether that niche is your age or your religion or a sport that you do, I think the key is finding a big enough group of people that basically you don't have to even look for a certain tick box before you on people's profiles. So if you are Jewish and you only want to date someone that's Jewish, it makes sense that you go on a dating app that's designed for Jewish people. If you are vegan, you know, and you only want to date someone that's vegan, well, rather than trawl through everyone else's profiles on a mainstream site or app and check out vegans, if you can go somewhere where there's enough vegans that you know, oh, everyone on here already ticks that box, then that's brilliant. But the key is finding for these apps, for new apps, up and coming apps, the key is to find a niche that's wide enough that people still have an element of choice, because the problems quite often happen when people say, oh, do you know what, I'm going to make an app for triathletes in Dublin. Well, if there's only like 20 triathletes in Dublin or something, you know, then you suddenly get quite limited in your choices, and it's never going to survive.
Right. Well, bang goes that business idea then. Do more and more sites appear all the time?
Yeah, I mean, so before I launched Lumen years ago, I launched the industry awards, and we had a category of new dating app of the year. And every year there would be completely brand new companies in that. That would be the most subscribed category of the awards. And I would guarantee every year, the following year, at least 80% of those dating apps had disappeared within a year. Because I think it feels like an area where people think, oh, God, there's loads of money to be made out of this. But you have to think quite carefully, I think, if you're launching a dating app, because, you know, they do take some effort, and your people on your dating app become your product. Right. So if you can't attract lots of people or the right type of people, then people won't use it.
Right. OK. So so, tread very carefully if you're thinking of setting up a new one then.
Yeah, definitely.
At the awards that you've organised, who tends to win a lot?
Oh, it varied. So, I mean, I haven't run them for a little while. One of the most interesting websites that used to win awards was actually, I was talking about religious niches, a site called Christian Connection, which is quite small compared to a lot of sites or apps. But I think because they were so tailored to what they were doing, and the whole USP, the whole selling point of that website was that anyone that joined cared so much about their religion that they only wanted to meet other people who cared that much, that they just had the most engaged sort of community of people who would get married off the back of this website, and they would send in their wedding photos, and then they'd send pictures of their kids in to be used in marketing material. And I think that's really nice, right? If you are so happy with the service you've received from a dating app or a dating site, where you're happy to share your good news and let them use that for their marketing, then, you know, then you're doing something really well.
I'm sorry, but Neve, one of our listeners, has texted in to say, excuse me, there are hundreds of triathlon clubs in Ireland now. So
apologies for that, Neve. Yeah. I'm actually a triathlete, which is why that came to mind.
Right, okay. Well, the business model is back on then. Thanks a million for speaking with us today. Moncrief on News Talk.